We continue our learning lately. Nishmas Davi ben Menachem, Unish Shem Nechaim Yaakov, and Vinichos Eliyahu. We are in Tanis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Ein gozin Tanis ala Tzibur, Barosh Chodesh, B'Chanukah, U'B'Purim, V'imischilu ein mafsikin. You're not permitted to decree this community fast starting on a Rosh Chodesh. Let's say the Monday is a Rosh Chodesh. We don't start on a Rosh Chodesh. Or Monday is a Chanukah. Monday is Purim. We don't start it in any of the days. But if we started and we didn't schedule it for one of those holidays, and those holidays, or let's say Rosh Chodesh comes in the middle of the fast, it happens to be started on a Monday, let's say, and then Thursday ended up being Rosh Chodesh, so then the Mishnah says, Ein mafsikin, we don't stop fasting, we will fast even on those days. Now, why do we not schedule these fasts, lechatchila, to begin on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a moed. Same thing would be true, we can't start it on Chol HaMoed either. The entire holiday is called a moed. Purim is called Mishta V'Simcha, so we wouldn't begin a Tanis as well. But nonetheless, if we started them, it's not the Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah and Purim don't have the same status as a regular festival, and therefore we're permitted to continue fasting even on those days, according to Rabbi Gamliel. So we're not mafsik. So if the Beis Din decided a series of fasts and the first day was already observed, so then the days afterwards are to be observed as well as fast days, even though they happen to be a Rosh Chodesh, a Chanukah, or Purim. And we have to do that. Rosh Chodesh, it's true, it's called a Moed. It's not the same level of Seuda as we have on a regular holiday. And similarly, to talk about Purim. So Purim is Mishta V'Simcha, but it's not called a Moed. So we're permitted to continue fasting on those days if they happen to fall out. Amar Rabbi Meir, Af Al Pisha, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Ein Mafsikin, Modeh Hayosh Ein Mashlim. And it's true, Rabbi Gamliel said, says Rabbi Meir, that you're not Mafsik the fast, meaning the series of fasts started on a day that was not Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, or Purim. And then one of those days popped in as, let's say that you started on Monday and Thursday was a Rosh Chodesh, or Thursday was Chanukah. So then Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Gamliel holds, it's true, you continue fasting. You will fast on those days, even though those are somewhat celebratory type of days. Nonetheless, you're not mashlim the fast. You have to, Bar Tanura says, Ela ochel ba'erev samach l'shkiyas hachama. You eat a little bit before sunset so that you don't complete the fast. And then the Mishnah says, V'chein tishabav shechol yos b'erev Shabbos, says Rabbi Meir. And the same thing would be true if Tisha B'Av fell out on Friday. Now today, according to Hillel's calendar, Hillel from 358, that year when he instituted the Luach that we have, so there, one of the things we know is that Tisha B'Av will never fall out on Erev Shabbos. It could fall out on Shabbos, it could fall out on Sunday. It's not going to fall out on a Friday. But nonetheless, at a time where we had, we use witnesses, we Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Re'iyah, such a thing could potentially happen. And therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, the Rabbi Meir says, if Tisha B'Av fell out on a Friday, you would obviously have to fast, but you would not be mashlim the fast. We don't have that issue because Tisha B'Av doesn't fall on a Friday, but we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, and if we had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Re'iyah and Tisha B'Av ended up falling out on Friday, we would fast the entire day until it got dark, and the same thing is true today. Asara B'Teves is a fast that could potentially fall out on Friday, and indeed we complete the fast. Now, the Teferis Yisrael speaks about other things. Let's say you have a bris milah during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where a person, people, let's say, makpid to fast during Aseres Yimei Tshuva each and every day. So bris milah happens. Or let's say a bris milah falls out on a Monday, Thursday, or Monday. Or the Bahab, let's say that we fast after Yontif. And the Shliach Tzibur on Shabbos makes an announcement. We have, let's say, when we make this announcement for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so there are days of Bahab that we have that follow Pesach or Cheshvan, the ones that follow Tishrei, with the people who fast Bahab. So a person, let's say, answered Amen to the Shliach Tzibur who made this declaration, those who are going to be taking upon themselves this fast, and a person answers Amen and realizes, oh, but I'm going to a bris, or a family member has a bris milah, and you're supposed to be eating the bris milah meal. So he says, even if he answered Amen after the shots, Ein tzorech hataras, says this very Sazel, you do not need to do hataras nedarim. You're allowed to eat on that Monday or that Thursday, even though you accepted Bahab, and now we ended up being a bris mila on that day. We assume, since people on these days, if it's a bris mila or something like that, where there's reason to eat, we assume that when you answer Amid that I'm going to be fasting Bahab, it's under, or during Aser Shemei Teshuva, it's under the assumption that if a bris mila would happen, obviously you'd be eating. That was part almost like the Tanai. Amnami says, if shebikibul beperush b'mincha l'sanas machar, but let's say during mincha time, which is what we normally do, you have to accept the fast during mincha time the day before if you want to fast tomorrow, a tainis yachid, tzorech hatara, then you would need hatara sindorim in order to eat. And then he adds, v'chein hadin b'yard site, ki hai gavna. Same thing when it comes to a yard site, we can assume that a person who takes or follows the minog to fast on a yard site, we assume that if that yard site is on a day where there is a bris mila, it's built in that there's a tonight I'm not play or it's Rosh Chodesh, it's built in that I don't plan on fasting on that particular day. No, and you would not necessarily need a specific Hataras Nedarim in order not to fast for that day. We begin the third Perek, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Seder Taniyos Elu Ha'amur Birevia Rishona. So when we spoke in the Mishnais in the first Perek, we had, as we built up, we had the fast for everybody, according to some, maybe it even refers to the fasts of the Yechidim, but certainly the community fast. That's all when it comes to the Revi'ir Rishona, the first rain. Now, the first rain, which we've mentioned in the past, falls usually the 3rd and the 7th and the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. And if rain hasn't come by then, so we begin, we start the fast and the restrictions that we had, and obviously they continue in the level of severity. But this, the Mishnah is saying, that's all regarding rain. But if we're talking about plants that changed, and then meaning they're abnormal, something's happening there. And Bar Tanur gives you the example. He says, let's say yatsa choach tachasori, have thistles instead of barley or something else that's not normal, or the. And you have, or it's inferior type of barley or wheat that's growing. So then that's a greater concern. That's more of an emergency. Masriin alehem miyad. We begin to sound the shofar right away. Now, sounding the shofar is referring to that third and the most severe of the communal fast. When we spoke about in the Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, so we spoke about we had the sixth fast, and then we had Avru Eilav Alonanu, we had a little bit more. We had another seven, which ended up being 13. So what's described there is that we have we're more serious about the restrictions of Sicha, Nilas HaSandal, Tashmi Shamita, etc. And then in the seventh fast, so there we had another fast after the first six, and those also had those types of restrictions. That's what it means. If we have these abnormal changes in that which is growing, so then we whatever we said in Mishnah Vav in the first parak, sounding of the shofar, and we start fasting even from sunset before sunset, and there's no malacha, we close the stores. And of course, all of the Chamesh Shinuyim apply. So that's what we're saying would apply right away. We don't start with Tzmachim Shoshana. We don't start leniently. We start fasting, but we were able to eat at night. No. Masriin Aleihem Yad, which is a symbol of blowing the shofar, means all of the restrictions that would apply to the more severe fast. V'chein Shepasku Geshonim Ben Geshem LeGeshem Arba'im Yom. Says the Mishnah, the same thing would be true. Let's say you had a 40-day break, interruption between one rain and another, then Masriin Aleihem Miyad, then we have to blow the shofar and have these more severe restrictions right away. B'neishi Makas Batzoris, because that is considered a Makas Batzoris, a drought of greater proportions, of where there's going to be food shortage, something that we're more concerned with. Apparently, we see, And I'm reading from the Tosis Yontif. He says, here we're worried. Afilu hachi, hacha hachi kamar, da afal pi sheyardu geshamim, ulefikach efshar shalo yeh ra'av, Ah, you'll say, hold on. It rained, so maybe there won't be a famine. Afapichein. Kevin shepasku hageshamim mem yom. Lifachos. Mako hamavila de batzorasi. This is something where there's a greater concern. If things are running late, if no rains fall during Marcheshvan, so there's a possibility of a drought. If it does not rain in the next few days, the next couple of weeks for the season. But if 40 days I have a break between rainfalls, that is definitely indicating that it's going to be a drought and the crops are going to die. And that's why that's a greater concern. Makas Batzores, some are pointing out, even though you have in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the fifth Perek, it says, it speaks about Ra'av and Batzores. And it seems from the Mishnayos there that Ra'av is worse. So our Mishnah says, it sounds like Makas Batzores is worse. So what it means is like this. Mishnah is teaching us that even though when there's some rainfall, that may have potentially been enough to prevent a Ra'av, a famine, nonetheless, it's going to lead to food shortages in the future. So here, Batzoris is used in a different way and is considered even more severe than a Ra'av, than a famine.